Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. President Trump has threatened to strip America's oldest university, Harvard, of its tax-exempt status as a row grows over the government's attempt to impose conditions on campuses. The White House has already frozen grants to Harvard, accusing it and other Ivy League universities of left-wing activism and anti-Semitism. Harvard says the government is violating the US Constitution. From Washington, David Willis reports.
In an open letter to staff and students, Harvard's president, Alan Garber, said the university couldn't allow itself to be taken over by the federal government. And in response, President Trump has suggested that Harvard should be stripped of its tax-exempt status if it continues to push what he calls political, ideological and terrorist-inspired sickness. The standoff could test not only the limits of government power, but the independence that has made American universities a destination for scholars from around the world.
The United States has strongly condemned paramilitary violence in western Sudan inflicted on civilians and aid workers in displacement camps. The State Department also accused the RSF militia of escalating its attacks on the nearby city of Al-Fasha. Hundreds of thousands have fled there from Zamzam camp, recently captured by the RSF. Our chief international correspondent, Lise Doucette, reports on why peace seems elusive in Sudan.
Sudan's grievous war is driven by the deep enmity between the two generals and their forces, but it's also fueled by the rivalries of their backers, all of whom deny taking sides. Even peace efforts have been undermined by outside actors. So many countries and organizations have launched their own mediation, allowing rival generals to play them off each other. It's called forum shopping, choosing the peace talks which best suit a campaign to keep fighting for complete control of a ruined land.
A federal judge in the US has ordered the Trump administration to provide more information about what it's doing to bring back a man illegally deported to El Salvador. The judge said there was no evidence the government had tried to retrieve Kilmar Abrego Garcia, as she ordered it to do earlier this month. The government lawyer said they were ready to facilitate his return, but the judge said this was insufficient. Jennifer Vasquez Sura is Mr. Garcia's wife, and she spoke to the media before the hearing started.
Today is 34 days of after his disappearance, and I stand before you filled with spirit that refuses to bring down. I will not stop fighting until I see my husband alive.
Washington has given no explanation for its insistence that Mr. Garcia is a gang member. World News from the BBC. Ukraine's military says it struck the Russian missile brigade that it blames for Sunday's deadly attack on the city of Sumy. The army said it had hit that brigade's anti-aircraft defences and other targets, but did not provide evidence. More than 30 civilians died in the Sumy attack. A court in Peru has sentenced the former president, Ollanta Humala, to 15 years in prison for money laundering. Humala and his wife were convicted of accepting illegal election campaign contributions from the Brazilian construction giant Odebrecht. The family of a police officer who was killed when the roof of a Dominican Republic nightclub collapsed last week are pressing charges of involuntary manslaughter against the club's owners. The family say they're also pursuing a civil case against local authorities. More than 230 people were killed when the roof of the Jet Set nightclub collapsed during a concert. 6 years after a devastating fire at a Notre Dame cathedral, President Macron has honoured more than 100 craftspeople and officials who helped restore the building. The ceremony took place at the Élysée Palace around the same time the fire broke out in 2019. Mr. Macron commended the work of the craftsmen and women.
Vous l'avez sauvé, puis nous l'avons rebâti.
You saved it, then we rebuilt it. In 5 years, thanks to you, Notre-Dame de Paris was reconstructed, even more beautiful than it was before, essentially more loved than ever because we thought we had lost it. So much craftsmanship and so much dedication.
A Swiss and Austrian climbing pair have shattered the speed record for completing the daunting north faces of a famed trio of Swiss mountains, the Eiger, Munch and Jungfrau. Nicholas Hojak and Philipp Brugger took just 15 hours and 30 minutes to climb the sheer cliff faces, nearly 10 hours quicker than the previous record set more than two decades ago. That's the latest world news from the BBC.